This is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
Well, finally some baseball and finally back to winning. Yankees go to Baltimore, and that's what they do in Baltimore. They win. Final score of 9-3 over the Orioles, and it was batting practice from the get-go. DJ LeMahieu led off the game with a home run down the right field line, and the Yankees were off and running to their 17th consecutive win over the Orioles, including 16 straight at Camden Yards. The offense, not a problem. LeMahieu, 4 of the Yankees' 8 hits. That's his third 4-hit game as a Yankee, and he's got 14 of them since 2016. That's good for third in all of baseball. Meanwhile, Gerrit Cole gets the win. That's his 18th consecutive win. And the record there, in case you're wondering, 24. Carl Hubble back in 1936 and 1937. Next up on the list at 20, Roger Clemens, Jake Arrieta are both tied with that number 20. They are tied for third with 20 consecutive wins. But look, that aside, let's just get into some of the details of this. And first and foremost, DJ LeMahieu is just such a tremendous player. And it might have been a little bit of a slow start, considering he was obviously missing time with COVID-19. There was a reason that he was in MVP voting last year. And I can't remember a player coming in and fitting this seamlessly and performing at the level that this guy has so consistently throughout his time with the Yankees. Last season, you know, got into a couple of minor slumps, but that was really it. Was consistent throughout the course of the entire season. And now off to another good start with the 4-hit game, including the home run on Wednesday night. I got to tell you, you really have to start examining locking this guy up. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a 7-year contract. I'm talking about, you know, a 3 or 4 year extension, because he has just been that good. And he is going to be part of the solution here. That's very clear. And he has been impressive across the board. Just ask Aaron Judge about DJ LeMahieu.
He's always been the table setter for us, always the one that kind of gets us going. You know, even the postseason, you know, that leadoff homer against Verlander get us kind of going. That's DJ. That's what he does. It's good to have him back, you know, leading off for us. But, that's what really got us going. You know, getting that one run lead, especially when you got Cole pitching, that's all you need is one run. So that was impressive night by him.
Judge homered as well in this game. So did Aaron Hicks. He had a 2-run shot as the Yankees smack around the Baltimore Orioles. Couple of other things to take out of the game. First of all, just being in this situation, having to go to Philadelphia, you're sitting in a hotel for 2 days, you're in this bizarre situation where you really can't do much, you really can't go and get a whole lot of swings in or anything like that, and finally, you find out the day before who you're going to be playing the next day. And you get to get on the bus and go down to Baltimore, have a workout, and then just get going the next day. And we talked about this yesterday, just being remarkably equipped to be able to be as flexible as they can in situations like this. And for Aaron Boone, this really is the mark of what they are.
Our mindset was really good. I thought it was really good that we got in at a decent hour last night and were able to kind of go through our normal routine and workout. You know, I felt like guys were, you know, if you worry about rust after a couple of days, I felt like our guys were good to go from the start.
And as a result, as you could see, they were good to go from the start. They absolutely lit it up right out of the gate, and they were ready to play. And you can be in situations like this, as crazy as this might sound, and come out very listless in games like this when you have just been through the mill and you're traveling not the most comfortable way by bus, and you've got a lot of big guys who are used to a lot of different ways, and baseball players are used to having their routines, and there has been no kind of routine to any of this so far for the Yankees. as far as Gerrit Cole is concerned, you take this guy who is such an incredibly detail-oriented individual, and you take him out of his routine, and you would think it might affect him a little bit. Well, he hasn't had been at his best his first couple of starts, but he has gotten the job done, and that's been what is most important. Now, if you were watching the game, you saw in between the first and second innings that he and Gary Sanchez were having an animated talk, and a lot of that had to do with the fact that he was frustrated with how he pitched in that first inning. And for Boone, he likes the fact that Cole is as outwardly talkative as he is.
He does a really good job of balancing a real intensity with, you know, being able to keep himself under control. He's very approachable throughout the game. You know, he's not one of those guys that just blinders on. And, you know, I think he likes the dialogue that he has with Gary and with the pitching coach. And, you know, I always think it's important for starting pitchers. It's tough sometimes to be, you know, wired tight and intense and everything. He does a really good job of striking that balance of intensity, but really understanding what he wants to do. And you know, he's meticulous in his game plan, and he expects to go out and execute it.
And it's impressive. You can see him on the mound. You can see the wheels constantly turning, and you're seeing exactly what they paid for. This has not been Gerrit Cole go out there and throw 8 shutout innings every time out. But what it has been is Gerrit Cole go out there, give it everything that you've got, even if you're not at your absolute best, and he's going to give you an opportunity to win the game. And on Wednesday night, 6 2/3, 4 hits, 3 earned runs. Of course, you know, it came a little bit later because he gave up the home run later to Smith in the 7th inning, and that was with 2 outs. So maybe a little bit of fatigue there involved. But again, the idea of taking a guy like that out of his routine, he's going to face the Phillies one day, and then all of a sudden, he gets taken out of it completely, and he has to turn around and he's facing the Orioles with a day's notice. Well, for Cole, there was one big key in being able to have success against the Orioles tonight.
Gary was a huge help in this situation, knowing the Orioles really well. And, you know, it's now the fifth time in a row working with him, so our communication was flowing well. And I thought that we were able to keep a steady mix to kind of stay one step ahead of them at some times. So, but I leaned a lot on Gary's familiarity, and we executed a lot of pitches, so we were in a good spot.
And as a result, the Yankees get their victory. One more just on the notion of the whole situation that they're in right now. There is a fun aspect to it. There is a just go out and play aspect to it, and it doesn't matter who's on the other side of it. And for a lot of these guys, that's not been a situation that they've been in a very long time, whether they went to college, whether they were in the minor leagues. Most of them haven't been in that kind of situation since high school or since Legion ball. And part of it has a fun aspect to it, especially for Aaron Judge.
It's just baseball. You know, we want to play games. You know, that's all we want to do. We don't care who it is. It kind of feels like backyard baseball. You know, it's just got to show up and see who our opponent is, you know, but, no, we're always prepared. You know, these guys in this clubhouse have been locked in since February, since January, even since last year, you know, getting ready. And, you know, we're just excited for this opportunity. It doesn't matter where we're at.
So the Yankees now go into game 2 of this series against the Orioles on Thursday night, and they will have Jay Happ on the mound against John Means. We'll have more on that in just a few minutes. If you're looking for one thing to be concerned about, perhaps it's Gary Sanchez at the plate, who has not gotten off to a good start for the Yankees so far. Still looking for hit number 1, 0-for-12 on the season so far. So what is Aaron Boone seeing?
I actually thought his first couple at bats were a little bit better tonight, where he did a little bit better of being calm and controlling the zone a little bit better. I thought there were a couple of calls that probably didn't go his way, especially in that first at bat. But, you know, maybe just coming out of his legs a little bit, therefore messing with his timing a little bit. You know, I think when he's really in the ground and controlling things, then then he should take off.
Well, you'll hope for that to happen. But the thing we know about Sanchez is his penchant for going into the slump, not just for a week, 2 weeks, but it can last a month and a half, sometimes 2 months. And when he gets hot, but he doesn't get hot for that length of time. The other guy that's really struggling right now is Brett Gardner, who still is looking for his first hit of the season. And as a result, you have to start thinking about how they're going to shift around potentially in the outfield. Are they going to get Miguel Andujar some more at-bats? Because there is a lot less time to work with when you're trying to make decisions, and you have to have shorter leashes with guys. And yeah, we're only a few games in, and things have gotten jumbled up quite a bit, but it's something that bears watching here in the coming days. Okay, so next up is game two against the Orioles, and Jay Happ gets to make his season debut. Now, this is going to be very interesting, because if you remember Jay Happ in Baltimore last year, not so good. Two games, eight innings, 14 hits, eight runs. So that's an ERA of 9. Gave up 3 home runs. But if you actually look at his 3 previous seasons at Camden Yards, they're pretty good. 25 and a third innings, only 21 hits, and 5 home runs. That's in 5 games. The ERA, 3.2. So can Jay Happ get back to be that guy? Or is he going to be the Jay Happ at Camden Yards that we saw last year? Certainly from what we saw on Wednesday night, it's still very much the launching pad that we have seen before. John Means will be pitching for the Orioles, and that doesn't really mean much, because coming in, these two guys together, Means and Wojciechowski, had given up 16 runs in 18 innings against the Yankees, so for all you need to know is there's going to be another batting practice pitcher out there on Thursday night for the Orioles. A couple of other housekeeping things for the Yankees. How the schedule's now going to play out. They are going to make up a couple of these games that they missed this week against the Phillies next week when they were supposed to play the Orioles. So they will get that straightened out. And they will also have to alter part of their trip to Tampa. It looks like it might get shortened a little bit. As for this weekend and the pitching, very interesting on a couple of fronts. Number one, Jordan Montgomery will open up the series with the Red Sox on Friday night. That's his first start of the season, as we know. Then you've got Masahiro Tanaka to open up his first start of the year on Saturday night. And Tanaka made the start last week for the alternate site, you know, AAA simulated game where he threw 45 pitches. Of course, he's coming back from getting hit by that line drive in the head. And for Tanaka, you would expect him probably to be somewhere in the 60-pitch mark coming up on Saturday. And then on Sunday, James Paxton will make his second start of the year. Now, you'll notice that this conveniently worked out to get Paxton 7 days rest in between starts. That's pretty good, especially considering we saw Paxton sitting at 92, 93 last week, and he did not fare well in that opening outing against the Nationals. So if he's continuing to build back up and the velocity is something that is going to come, you would hope to see some improvement there, especially with some extra rest, considering he had that back surgery earlier this year. So Paxton will go on Sunday night for the Yankees against the Red Sox. One last thing that struck me, when you have heard a lot of the players talk about the virus and about how everybody's handling it, everybody has been exceptionally positive. And we understand the Yankees are always going to do the right thing. We understand across baseball that trust is still being built back up between the owners and the players. So you want to make sure that all of this is going to be able to be contained. Well, Aaron Judge was asked after the game specifically about if he's confident that everyone is going to be able to navigate through this to get to the other end.
I'm not too sure. You know, it's with this virus, there's just so many unknowns. You know, it's really tough to say. You know, there's a lot of protocols, man. You saw the how many pages you go through and the different things wherever you go, the masks everywhere, this spit test every couple of days. You know, it's a lot of things, but I don't know. It could happen again. You know, but it's just in this clubhouse. You know, these guys are following the rules like I know we should, and that's all we can control. You know, just do our part, and whatever happens, happens.
I thought it was an incredibly honest answer from Aaron Judge, because that's the God's honest truth about the virus as a whole. We still are learning about it and don't know all of the different intricacies and fallout from it. So I thought the judge in that case did not just take the road of the cliche of, yeah, listen, we're going to navigate our way through this. We're going to get through it. He was pretty honest. No, look, we don't know. We just have to hope and continue to do all the right things around it. And that's been the thing that I've been pounding about the Marlins, is that everybody around the league just has to take a good look at what transpired there and learn from it and move forward with the knowledge that it can really get out of control very quickly in a clubhouse. A chance at the 18th consecutive win against the Orioles coming up later on tonight. As we said, it is Jay Happ against John Means. That does it for this edition of Savages in the Box. It is 20 minutes every morning, Monday through Friday, to get you everything you need to know about the Yankees and about what happened the night before and how to preview the next night's game. Go subscribe, go rate, go review. We will see you tomorrow morning. Carlin out.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.